Good morning. Happy New Year. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and we're celebrating this morning with the one and only original Tom McCubbin, host emeritus of Better Lawns and Gardens for, what, almost 34 years?
Yeah, we were in our 34th year. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, it's so good to have you here.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
I missed you.
Yeah, well, I miss being with you, too. You know, you and I have had a long career together, starting with Extension. And actually, as I recall, I interviewed you one time when you were working at a big box store.
I was. You did interview me.
Yes, I did. A long time ago.
Long time ago. That's true. Also producing the show is the amazing Lizzie. That's going to be your title for 2022,
yes,
Lizzie. Happy New Year, Lizzie.
The amazing Lizzie.
I think you got it. Yes.
Do I get a mask, too? Like an eyeglass mask?
Oh, please don't mention masks. I have so enjoyed working with you right there, right across from me, Lizzie, since you've been here.
Aww,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Same here.
That is wonderful. And so we want to say, Tom, that this is a taped show.
Yes.
That we're doing special because it's New Year's Day, and we are going to be enjoying the day off, and we hope everyone else has had a wonderful holiday the past 2 weeks. And if you've missed the show, or you want to hear more shows, you can hear a podcast. You can go on to thebetterlawns.com website and hear the show, or you can go to Audio Boom, and I have them all listed with all the talks, and you can hear all the shows back there. For there's almost 190 shows.
Wow,
on.
That many.
We're approaching 16,000 downloads. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah, so we're really appreciative. Also, too, if you'd like to subscribe to my free newsletter, it's called In Your Backyard, and it comes out every month. And I should be getting this one out for 2022. That's one of my goals, is getting it out before the second. And you can go onto my website, which is she-consulting.com, and you can sign up for it there, and you'll start getting them. And you can read the past issues.
It's a great
too.
Newsletter.
Thank you so much.
Lots of good information, that's for sure.
So, Tom, in 2021, did you find any new plants that you would like to talk about?
You know, I found a lot of them. One of them you shared with me, which was the toad lily.
Mm-hmm.
That is a neat one, and it bloomed for me.
It did.
And now it's starting to go downhill. Now, what's the life cycle totally for that one?
Life cycle totally is that it just lasts for about 4 to 5 weeks because it's a woodland plant.
That's about it. Yeah.
That's it. Kind of like our trilliums, and we have toad lilies and different types up in the North Panhandle. But it will last. Mine usually lasted about 5 years, and then they kind of rotted out.
Oh, okay.
And so, but if we can get, I mean, they're just so pretty, and I they're very fairy-like.
Yes, they are.
And a fantasy.
And mine's in a nice filtered sun area, and they seem to love it. So
they do.
I'm just hoping they're going to do well. You know, I am big on the vegetable side.
Yes, you are.
And so I found one from a company called the Unicorn Tomato, which was kind of a neat one.
Wow.
And that's from Seeds and Such. And it came, I like free things. It came as a free pack of seed, and I tried it, and one of my gardening friends have tried it, and we bought the seeds again. That's
wonderful.
How good they are. But it's a little round cherry-type tomato, and it's prolific, and it really produced a lot of them. Now, there's another one I like is a Cherry Princess Sweet Surprise. What a long name
that's
for a
tomato.
That's a
long name.
Yeah, it's called Cherry Princess Sweet Surprise, and that's from Tomato Grower Supply. And you can get that, and it's the same type of tomato. In fact, about a week or so ago, I just picked a whole big bundle of them, and they seem to ripen fairly uniformly, which makes it nice, but they're very sweet and just a pleasant surprise.
That's wonderful. So how did your tomatoes do this year?
My tomatoes this fall did very well. I grew them, most of them in containers, some in the ground. Typical, if they got some rain, all of a sudden a lot of them split. But I have my favorites. Juliet's another favorite. Champion is another one. Better Boy is another one. So those all did fine. We got the nice big slide. Oh, I had one failure. I've got it written down here somewhere.
we need to hear the failures because we need to feel good about our stuff.
Yeah, Cherokee Purple Tomato was a failure.
This year? They're so good.
I know they're good, but...
What did you do?
You don't get that many to start off with.
No.
So some critter came in and got the first. I said, I'm going to leave you there one more day.
I know.
And some critter got that one. And then the next one split and started to rot. And by that time, I was getting to the point. I only had about four or five of them on there to start off with.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I didn't get anything. But I've had it in the past. One time, I harvested one. And, you know, that would fit in the palm of my hand. So my neighbor was over, and I gave it to her. And she took it home, and she told me, boy, that was a good tomato. And that was the only one I got from that plant, too.
Oh, my goodness
gracious.
So
that was my failure this year. But that one, the squash. I've already mentioned the squash. So I will come back with Cherokee Purple and do it again.
Oh, yeah. I will tell you, you mentioned the critters coming through. Last week, Tony and I woke him up in the middle of the night. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and something was walking on our roof. And then all of a sudden, this big, huge fight was going on, and something was getting hurt because you could hear it squeaking. And I was just, Tony, you got to wake up. You got to wake up. And he wouldn't wake up. It was 3 raccoons. Our neighbor across next door heard it too and came out with the dog. And he said there was 3 of the biggest raccoons in a big fight. So we are, we got to remind everyone this is a tape show. And no questions or calls. We'll be back next week. But you are listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. If it's Saturday morning, I'm Teresa Watkins. Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Happy New Year. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to a special edition of Better Lawns and Gardens on the first day of 2022. I am joined by our official host emeritus, Tom McCubbin. Happy New Year, Tom.
Happy New Year. I love that title. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Happy New Year, Lizzie.
Yes. Happy New Year to you guys, too. I'm enjoying this show. I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot of y'all's favorite stuff.
Oh, yes.
We're really plant geeks.
We really are. And our failures, too.
Tom is more proud of his failures than I am.
Yes.
Well, we learn from them. You know, it's nice to let people know that we're normal.
That's true. And, you know, that's one of the things about Extension that I really was so appreciative of, is that you go to Extension and you see the gardens growing and you see their weeds and you see the diseases, and it's a good place to learn. And, you know, Extension should be appreciated more and used more. So we've had a lot of great guests from Extension.
Oh, yes, we have.
So I do know that. And so, Tom, you and I have been very fortunate over the years. We've had great guests who join us and provide correct gardening information that's important, good advice and on new plants and products, and even pest issues. Our guests, you know, have a knowledge of what to do to cure them. So one of my favorite guests is our good friend Randy Schultz. He is president of Schultz Communications and editor of Home, Garden, and Homestead, an award-winning garden website with amazing gardening information for the entire country. And so Randy joins us from his home in Colorado. Happy New Year, Randy.
New Year to you, Teresa.
Yeah, nice to hear you, Randy.
And Tom.
Yes.
Tom's back.
Tom is back.
temporarily, Randy, temporarily.
I know, but Tom, it's always a treat when you're on.
Well, thank you.
I feel like it's a reunion.
Yes.
It is.
And I get to tune in and hear you when you're on, too, with Teresa, so it's really nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we just sent my son back to Denver. So he lives out there like you do. And I was just wondering, I was asking him what kind of family activities they were going to have out there. And he was kind of skimpy on what's going on. So tell us what happens in Denver and in Colorado during the new year.
Well, we basically hunkered down. It's not like Florida where you can hunker down outside. But I got to tell you, during the holiday season, my grandsons are 6 and 7, right?
Uh-huh.
And we took them, I am not making this up, we took them to the North Pole.
Wow.
Did you really?
Wait for it. Okay, so outside of Colorado Springs, as you get up into the foothills of the mountains, there is an amusement park, I guess you'd call it that, called the North Pole, and I think it was built by a family back in the 1950s. It's still family-owned. It's old-fashioned. It's cheesy in a retro, delightful way. You know,
aww,
they have rides and everything, and they have a Santa house that, you know, they've made Santa's house. So if you're a kid, you know, you're pretty convinced that that's his house. It's old-fashioned.
Wow.
And there's Christmas music all over the place, and we just had a blast. It was so much fun.
Does this operate year-round?
Well, it's pretty much May through Christmas season.
Okay, my son never took me there.
Probably, yeah, well, unless you're a kid. or with a kid, it doesn't make a lot of sense to go there. But we had kids to bring with us, so we got to enjoy the place through their eyes. It was just fun.
Oh, that sounds like a great time. What is the weather like during the holidays for you?
We're lucky when it's sunny and 50. It all depends. I mean, we had a really warm November, which broke all kinds of records. I think the 1st or 2nd of December was an all-time high in Colorado Springs. I think it was 68 degrees.
Wow.
Since then, it's been a little more normal. It's been, 40s and 50s. But we haven't gotten the big winter snows yet.
Mm. Okay. But you're up and down so much, the temperatures really fluctuate more than ours.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Well, how does that affect you growing vegetables and things?
Well, it's not too bad in the growing season in that it doesn't fluctuate below freezing. I mean, we have a shorter growing season than a lot of places. Everybody basically says plant on Mother's Day, and then you got all the way through the fall. But we get some summer hailstorms, and that's our particular local challenge here.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You want to have, some grow cloth, some shade cloth over your vegetables if you don't want to risk having them be pelted by hail.
Well, so now, Randy, you have the pulse of the country where you know what products are coming out and what are good products. You hear from everyone. And some great companies. So what were your finds in 2021, and what do you see for 2022 coming up?
Well, as the last couple of years have been the COVID years, and everybody is much more interested in gardening than before. And I think that's going to continue. I think as we see, the spring of 2022 develop, it's going to be an extension of what we've already seen in the last couple of years. So that means people are going to spend more time outside. They're going to spend more time in their yards. They're going to spend more time gardening. Things like keeping backyard chickens.
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
the thing. That's really been a big thing in the last couple of years. That's going to continue. I, for one, am going to rebuild the part of my yard for a side of the house where we grow vegetables and put in permanent raised beds. That's going to be my project. So I am kind of a microcosm of America in terms of, hey, if you spend more time outside, you tend to upgrade and look for things to fix and look for ways to make things better and new plants to grow. And so I'm going to be doing all that this spring.
How many chickens are you going to have?
I'm going to have 14.
Are you really?
No, really, 14?
I was kidding, but
no, I am just making that up.
Oh.
my daughter has 7. She lives about 5 minutes from here, and she has 7 laying hens. And my wife and I have plenty of eggs. So if I need a chicken fix, I just go down the road and I visit with
her. Does she cuddle with hers? Does she make them pets?
They're all pets.
Yeah.
But here's the funny thing. When they were tiny chicks, they literally showed up in the mail. Mail order chickens, right? Which is, I guess, how a lot of people buy chickens.
Yeah.
And she named them all. She knew all of them. And as they got older, they started to look more and more alike, and now she can't tell them apart.
Interesting. You have some neat products, too, like the ultimate weeding tools and the digging auger and those things. And are they going to be equally as popular?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm one of those guys getting older up in years, and I guess everybody gets older, right? But as you get older, you look for tools that are more efficient doing the job. And so our mutual friend, I know Teresa knows Tony Gattoni. She
yes.
wrote a book about lifelong gardening. She's all about finding tools that are, easier to use, maybe lighter weight, maybe smaller, but certainly easier to hold in your hand and easier to maneuver, right? So things like the Cobra Head Weeder is a great example. I've talked about that on the show.
Yes.
It's a great, great little
I like
tool.
That one.
But there are others as well. As a matter of fact, Tony wrote a story for HomeGardenAndHomestead.com. You can go check it out. Garden Tools for Seniors. And I think there's going to be more and more focus on making gardening as accessible for everybody as it possibly can be.
Yeah, I don't know any seniors.
I think that's, you know,
yeah,
I think
right. Yeah,
most of us are going to be seniors.
Yes,
yeah,
they
that's
are.
That's the goals for 2022 is to get to be seniors.
The truth is, I mean, our goal should all be getting to be seniors because the other choice isn't so good.
Yeah, I like the discounts. Now, I'm a senior when it comes to discounts.
There you go.
How about some favorite new garden plants? Got some new ones?
I am going to do, you know, I spent a lot of years in New Mexico, so I'm going to try some of the ground covers that High Country Gardens is sort of famous for. And this is so funny. I didn't plan this, but this is a perfect segue. There is one, I swear to you, called Old Man's Bones Sedum.
Oh, right.
That's the actual name. And it's a very hardy, small evergreen succulent. It works everywhere from zone 3 to zone 9. I'm going to try that plant and a couple other ones because there's a sunny area at the side of my house where, you know, we've never really grown anything there. And it's perfect for a rock garden and for a kind of a desert-themed garden, a dry xeriscape garden.
That's wonderful.
I'm going to go in that direction in that particular place.
Any garden resolutions for 2022? We got about 2 minutes.
I am going to spend a little more time on my vegetable garden this year. I kind of blew it off this past year. I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do every year. I'm going to really have
that sounds like me.
Vegetable garden.
the path to heaven is paved with a lot of
good intentions.
Yes.
I thought it was the path to hell.
the path to my garden certainly is paved.
Randy, give us your website again.
Sure. It's homegardenandhomestead.com. Come on down. Have a look, poke around. I'm sure you'll find something fun to read.
And there is a lot of information from gardening from zones. What zone to what zone?
Basically from 3 to like 10. It's the whole U.S. Our clientele, if you will, our readers are all over this country and Canada.
Home Garden and Homestead. It is a great website. You have award-winning writers on there like Ellen Zakos and just some great, great articles on gardening. So we appreciate it, Randy. You have a happy new year, and we'll talk to you soon because you're going to be on the show a lot.
Yes, we appreciate it, Randy. Thanks for being there. Take care of Denver for me.
I love talking to you guys. Happy New Year.
You take care. I want to tell everybody, this is a tape show, and you can listen to us as a podcast, of course. And that's here, Better Lawns and Gardens on Audio Boom, Amazon, iHeart, iTunes, and dozens of podcast websites. And, of course, we're going to be back in just a little bit here. But, anyway, this is Better Lawns and Gardens, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. you can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916, 800-432-3916, 800-432-3916, that's 800-432-3916.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We're happy to have you with us. Teresa and I can't decide who wants to do it, right?
Right.
We're so happy. We're so excited.
We're so excited to be here. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. And we'll remind everybody this is a tape program, so you're not going to be able to give us a call or text us. But the following Saturday, everything will be back to normal.
We will be back as normal. Lizzie will be here, and we'll be taking questions and text messages. And if they need to have something answered, they can always go to the website, betterlawns.com, and send an email.
Yep, that's a good way to do it, that's for sure, and get your questions answered almost immediately, which is kind of neat. And, you know, I thought we'd just talk about some of the most common gardening questions we heard in 2021. And one of them that I hear a lot is mealybugs. And I will get pictures of the tips of hibiscus. Do you get that? And you'll see in the top of it the little mealybug, the clusters, and the buds are getting contorted, and the leaves are kind of yellowish in color.
They were an issue this year. Now, does that have to do with the drier summer?
Could. You know, it's interesting because the rains and everything beat down certain insects. Mm-hmm. And they will beat down mites, for instance. Mm-hmm. The mite population drops. And the mealybugs do, too. And some of the scales that get on plants, especially if the plant is not sheltered. I think of camellias. Mm-hmm. And I think of when they're up against a wall, you're bound to find T scale more.
You don't have that good air circulation. And, you know, also, too, fertilizing. People need to, I think this year, not too many people were fertilizing as much. And I don't want them to get out of that. We do have sandy soils, but we don't have a lot of organic amendments in our soil, and it doesn't last a long time.
It breaks down very quickly.
Breaks down. So when we see issues, it's all about in Florida preventing them rather than trying to solve them after you get it.
Yeah. I know you're big on fertilizer, and I am too. And I see a lot of commercial sites like you do that they don't fertilize adequately. They don't stay on schedule.
Well, they just think about the turf, and they just put turf fertilizer down and think that's good for everything. And palm trees, we're having a big issue in palms.
Oh, yes.
You know, palms are dropping like flies. I really mean that, is that, you know, some communities are losing 5 to 6 in a month, and it's because they're not getting fertilized.
Yep. Get a hold of the university's recommendation, the 8-2-12 fertilizer, 8-0-12, depending on where you live, with the 4-MG, which is magnesium.
Right.
And give that, and it has the minor nutrients in it. In fact, today I just wrote a person that it looks like a boron deficiency in the palm. And if they get the regular palm fertilizer with the minor nutrients, it's going to take care of that problem.
It's going to take care of it. But two, they should really get a soil sample before they start fertilizing. And that way they know what's in the soil. Because a lot of these properties, especially the communities that are being built on citrus properties, the fertilizer's in the ground and it kind of binds up anything that you're trying to put down. And so getting a soil analysis of your landscape before you even start to fertilize is going to put you ahead of the game.
Yeah, you know where you're starting from. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
And on citrus groves, quite often the pH is way up to 7, and they're coming in with azaleas. And the azaleas don't like that.
No.
And so you need a more acid soil.
It's all about knowing what your soil is and the water. Water is a big issue. And I think it's really the crux of a lot of problems we see here in Florida. We had a lot of fungal issues, a lot of disease issues. And people think it's Florida. It's hot. We need to water often. But turf and even plants don't need as much water as what we think they do.
Yeah, help them grow a deep root system, an extensive root system. You keep watering lightly, the root system is going to be in the upper surface of the soil.
Sure, I call it growing hydroponically.
Yes.
You know, they get used to it, and the plants get lazy, and they don't have to dig for those roots.
Yeah,
water.
I'd like to get back to the fertilizer, in that if you can get the slow-release type fertilizers, it's going to cost you a little more. People complain. But it's going to last a lot longer. Slow-release fertilizers are more reliable than I am.
That's true. I equate fertilizers with vitamins. Like, we take a one-a-day vitamin because we don't know when our body needs boron or manganese or zinc. And so the one-a-day vitamin that we take is going to be there when our bodies need it. It's the same with slow-release fertilizers, that the plant's going to need it, and it'll be there for them. And it's just a great way. Yes, it does cost more, but you're not fertilizing as often, so
that's right.
It balances out, and you're working less often. I love doing the fertilizers that are 3 months, 90 days, or the 6 months, and especially if you're new to Florida and you're only here, you know, you're a snowbird, that you're here during from Christmas through Mother's Day. You can fertilize when you get here in November, the end of October, and then you can fertilize again when you just right before you leave.
Yeah, and a number of counties, communities, have restrictions where you can't fertilize during the summer. So if you put down that long-lasting fertilizer that meters it out over time, it's going to work out very well. So, what's the most common question or concern you get all the time?
Why is my grass dying?
Yeah.
You know, that's, the main thing. And it's just some people, just do too much to the yard. They try to cure it before they find out what the problem is. So they're putting down insecticides, and it's not an insecticide problem. Or they're putting down herbicides, and it's not an herbicide. You know, it's just all of these sides, and chemicals down. And they're not even touching the actual problem.
Yeah, don't know what's going on.
Don't know what's going on.
Get something. Take it to your extension office.
Again.
Take a picture. Get advice. Get
and they can
help.
Send it to us. You
yes,
know,
exactly.
Send it to us, you know, on betterlawns.com. And we can at least know what you're dealing with.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the biggest trends. We talked about trends a little bit. And one of the trends is now people are sending pictures that we can use to identify things and makes it a lot easier.
It does, and that helps out. But you got to look at the plants. So somebody sent me a picture and said, "What's going on with my plant? What's wrong?" And I looked at it, I go, "It's nothing. Those are flower blooms." And she goes, "No, look at it again." And there were insects on it. There were little aphids.
You showed me that one. I said the same thing. I said, "Oh, it's a nice red flowering plant. I know what the name of that one is." And then I looked a little further. I said, "It's got to be more than that."
And I said, you know, just kind of laughing, quick, you know, diagnosing. And it's really. I appreciate about you and what we do here on the radio, we diagnose problems without actually seeing it. So we're really basing all of our answers based on what people tell us.
What their description is.
What their description is, where they're from, and, you know, what they're actually doing. And, you know, and if they're being honest.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. Do you have one prediction for the new year?
I do. When you see a plant that you like, get it, because there's not a lot of plants out there, and we're not going to see a lot of plants out there.
It's getting harder to get some of them.
Especially trees. Anything big size, we're going to have a hard time getting.
Yep, sounds good. It's a good prediction there. So we're going to be coming back here. We have Better Lawns and Gardens, and it'll be back next Saturday live. And so then you can call in or you can text and get your information that you need. So we're starting the new year off right. So we'll be right back with more Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom, Teresa, and Lizzie.
There you go.
Health coverage and preventative care go hand in hand. Whether it's vaccines or checkups, it's important to take charge of your health. Go to healthcare.gov. Open enrollment is going on now through January 15th. All plans include maternity care and mental health care, plus financial assistance may be available. Call 877-813-9115 or visit coveringflorida.org to make an appointment today. It's free and confidential. That's 877-813-9115.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The gospel of Christ is about Jesus dying on the cross for us and rising again. It's Jesus taking upon himself the guilt and shame of our sins and offering us the free gift of forgiveness and an eternal relationship with God. In other words, it's peace, assurance, love, and acceptance that we can never earn or deserve. In a world full of incredibly bad news, the gospel is good news, and that gives us hope. But it's not enough to simply know the story of Jesus. It calls for a decision. If you're standing at a crossroad, Jesus' way or your way, choose Jesus, for no matter what kind of suffering you're facing, there is hope. Because he is risen, and that makes all the difference. No matter how circumstances unfold, Jesus is victorious. Jesus will walk you through all of life's ups and downs. Believe in his resurrection power today. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
I'm Tom McCubbin. Teresa Watkins is here's our host all the time on Saturdays. I'm just here as the guest host little bit.
It's emeritus, been a great time. Host emeritus.
And Lizzie is here, our terrific producer, keeping the program up and running at the controls. That's the most valuable position.
I'm telling you.
You and I can sit here and talk all we want, but if we're not up on the air.
Well, I think I've learned, you know, since you and I have been on the show together, we've gone through like four or five and producers, and I'm being really good to Lizzie, so she doesn't want to go.
It was hysterical, because when I came in for my first day, she's like, she pulled me aside. She's like, did I do something? Why do I have a new producer?
I know. She was going through them a couple of times. I did too. I mean, before I left. It's amazing. Of course, we had one Brian, terrific gentleman, and we appreciated him. He was with me for over 20-some years. So, Lizzie, you got something to shoot for.
That's what I'm going for.
That's great. Now, we've got all different kind of things to talk about, but I miss not talking about, you know, what we did during or doing during the holidays and what we did. And we had the grandkids in town, and we like to play family games and things like that. I think the one's called Jadera or something, like with the logs, and you pull those out, and I like to do that. And then we the pickup Chinga, is it? Where did I get Jadera from? I don't know.
Jadera bugs.
Jadera, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Chinga, that's right. And pickup sticks. That's the other ones, but there's variations of that. So we will do that there. And then holiday foods. I like the holiday foods. I don't know what it is. I don't think I can eat sauerkraut and cranberries and things like that any other time of the year, but you can, but this is the time we do it.
Well, you can. I would not eat sauerkraut any time of
the
year. But Tony loves sauerkraut. But Tony he bakes during the holidays.
Oh, you lucky devil.
And we have got cookie recipes are just coming out through the roof. We make about 15, and I say the royal we there, but we make about 15 different types of cookies and then box them all up and then give everybody, the grandkids love Peepaw's cookies, so we're really excited about that.
You're lucky Tony cooks so much like that.
Yeah, he's a baker, but it's more science. You know, I'm the cook, so I don't use recipes, and I make great food and just throw a little bit here and a little bit there, but Tony bakes, and it's a science, and he loves doing that.
You sound like my aunt. That's the way I don't think she ever used the recipe.
No, I don't. I look at it, I say, I could make it better.
No doubt about that. Yeah, well, we have a lot of other things that we can talk about here, and I'm just thinking of some more resolutions that we might have for the new year. And mine is just to try to get the yard back in shape. When you work like you and I do, I don't know how you do it. You must put Tony out there working in the yard, too.
I do. I have a Florida-friendly yard where it's low maintenance, and I'd work on it twice a year, you know, basically. And when you do that, when you put in the right plants, right place, and when you, you know, take care of it correctly, I will say I don't have turf. I just have, you know, my new garden in the front because we redid the landscape just this month. And then in the backyard is a North Carolina woodland kind of, you know, natural, where probably the raccoons probably came in. And you know, it's just low maintenance. And so I don't like to work in the yard.
Yeah.
So, That's one of the things.
But you have a nice yard. And you, I do. And you try a lot of things, which is kind of neat.
I do.
Yeah. And one I wanted to talk about, I was going through my papers here. Where is it? My amaryllis. I've enjoyed the amaryllis in Florida. So many people say, well, you can't grow amaryllis. They don't do very well. I have amaryllis seeding in my yard and becoming almost weeds.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting.
Well, what kills me is that you get these beautiful amaryllis for holidays with, you know, the floral, the florist bring them and ship them out. And then people throw them away.
I know.
And they should put them right in the ground. Now, how do you feel about the gold coating around them? Have you seen the amaryllis with the gifts that they got the wax coating on them?
I don't think it causes any problems. They're okay, but I like to grow mine in the pots in the soil and without anything like that. And the ones you normally get from the florist are probably variety Minerva, which is a very tough and durable one, and also Apple Blossom.
I love Apple Blossom. Yeah. It's just gorgeous. Yeah, I love the ones that have speckles on them, you know, the white and the pink speckles.
Yeah, and there's Dancing Queen. I had that on my list here, which is another one like that, one white and pink. Temptation, which is another one. And then we have Peacock, which is a red. Flush, which is a pink, and Temptation is a white and red also.
And Liberty is one that I like to use, and it's really nice and red.
There's more of them out there than you can imagine, and I keep mine in containers, and when they flower, I bring them up. When they aren't in flower, I take them back and put them on the shelf, and you take care of them the best you can.
But really here in Florida, though, you don't really have to dig them out of the ground.
You don't have to dig them out of the ground. And even all the way up through Tallahassee area, I think you just mulch them over and they do okay.
Yeah. I will tell you, though, a couple of years ago, I had a virus going through my amaryllis. And it just seems like I haven't had it now for a year and a half, but they were coming up, the leaves were getting a virus in them. And that's kind of unusual, isn't it?
They do get a disease called red blotch.
That may have been it.
Red blotch is on the leaves, and it will eventually cause them to go downhill. Crinum lilies have the same thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something you have to live with pretty much.
But they look good this year, and there's no red blotch. So and they're the same bulbs, they're the same grouping. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah, no, that's... I just love them. They do very well. And we have so many bulbs that we can grow here. That's another thing that I just like to rediscover, the crinum lilies, crims, however you want to pronounce it there. And they're just a lot of different ones that we can grow. And what you gave me, the toad lily, that's just neat.
I love them. Well, you grow a lot of annuals, too, that from up north that we're, you know, that we can grow plants here in the wintertime that we normally can't grow in the spring.
People don't think about it. For some reason, we just shut down during the wintertime. And if you don't put petunias in or dianthus or something like that, you miss out on some of the other things. I have delphiniums.
I love your delphiniums.
Yeah. And I have hollyhocks. I grow lots of hollyhocks. The other day, I went out and the hollyhock had reseeded in a walkway.
Aww.
And I said, I'm going to dig you up and put you in the garden. And I did. I dug it up and put it in a pot, and it's living well right
wonderful,
now.
Wonderful, wonderful. What about 4 o'clocks? Do you grow those?
You know, I like 4 o'clocks, and 4 o'clocks kind of grow wild.
They can spread.
Near us. And so I don't really replant them, but I probably should plant some 4 o'clocks again. Up in northern Maryland, we grew 4 o'clocks. And sometimes the seeds would live over in the ground.
Wow.
Which was neat. One new one I did this year was moonvine. And I love moonvine.
Moon
it can escape. It can be a invasive type thing in South Florida. But I put them on a wall, and they're just fabulous.
See, it's
only
invasive if you don't like it.
Yeah.
It's only invasive. But I love them. I think it's really good. We have a lot of sponsors that
we do
need to say thank you to for sponsoring the show over the year. And it's one of the most popular things that I think I love our sponsors. So we want to wish Black Cow, Quality Green Specialist in DeLand, and Peterson's Nursery there in Lakeland, and then Summit Responsible Solutions, and Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, and then the Still Corporation. They are all great sponsors.
And we have some other great ones here, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission for a long time, Florida Forest Service a long time, Florida Department of Health, Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, K9 Partners for Patriots, very
great
nice.
Group.
Yes. AARP Florida, Gatorland, Right from the Heart Ministries, the Florida Veteran Support Line, and CoveringFlorida.org. And we want to thank all those because They make our program possible, and they keep us up and running.
They do. Now, before we have to end the program, we still have to hear Lizzie's resolutions for 2022.
Believe it or not, I'm not going to be the typical lame person of, oh, I'm going to lose weight, but I am going to start on a healthier track. I had started it last year, got derailed with family situations. And I said,
pandemic too.
The pandemic. And then, you know, Christmas, and I'm a foodie. I'll just, you know, people say they hate that word, but I will just eat some food. So
I love to eat too.
Gluttony is my favorite sin. Literally, I will glutton all over the place.
I like the sweets. I have to admit that. Yeah.
I'm not a sweet person. Tony is, but I'm not a sweet person. But I just, it's not the same as when you were 20 and 30 years old. You know,
I end up with heartburn. I'm like, where did this come from?
I like my pies, you know.
Yeah, you do. You're a pie eater.
I do. I like all of them. And my sons, for instance, one likes apple, one's like pumpkin. And I say, you know, I like them all, and especially pecan and apple and things like that. How about you? What's your resolution?
My resolution is that I am going to be more organized. And it just seems, somebody asked me the other day, they couldn't believe everything that I did. And I go, well, I've got ADHD. So it really helps when you're a manager and just going all over everything. But I need to be more organized. And that's what I'm going to get my office straightened out and do that.
Will you come over and do mine too?
I'm telling you, you know, it's something that can just snowball, especially when you're going from one thing to another and you don't have time to finish it. So you just file it and you just put it on your desk and it keeps getting taller and taller and taller.
Like I said, I've just collected so many books earlier in the program, collected so many books, and so many were so nice books or picture books. And I just need to go through and just really get them, you know, cleaned out and everything.
I know. It's something, but, you know, if I get it, you'll hear about it. So if I get it all organized.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank our very special guest today. One of them is Lance Walheim. Terrific person.
Wonderful.
And waiting for a new grandbaby.
We wish him all the best.
And he always brings great information also.
He does too. And a big thank to Randy Schultz, Schultz Communications. He is always there for us too as well. He provides great gardening information. Thank you, Lizzie, for making 2021 a big success. From Tom, Lance, Randy, Lizzie, and I, we wish everyone a safe and happy new year. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542.